One of Mexico's oldest legends goes to the heart of Mexican identity. La Llorona, the Weeping Woman, is the story of a beautiful but scorned mixed-blood woman who kills her children, then dies. There are thousands of variations on the centuries-old tale, portraying her either as a heroine, a traitor, or a murderer. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
On a recent dark night, hundreds of people in Mexico City set off in river rafts along the ancient canals of Xochimilco, south of the capital. They're out to watch a highly acclaimed annual performance of La Llorona. They moor off an island bathed in the light of a huge glowing pyramid. Suddenly, an Aztec woman appears on the pyramid's top, holding her baby. Panicked, she watches the approach of a Spanish ship. It's Captain Hernán Cortés, the future conqueror of Mexico.
Oh, my children, wherever can I take you? Soon a thirst of destruction and death will come to you and to this city.
With those words, the Indian woman drowns her child in a symbolic attempt to save her family, her society, and her universe from the new world. The conquistadors capture the woman and put her to death. Thereafter, her spirit wanders the earth, lamenting all that has been lost. The floating crowd watching this reenactment erupts with applause. Paloma, a 22-year-old college student from Mexico City, says La Llorona is a Mexican heroine.
She's a woman who defends her beliefs, her roots, her race, and she defends them at all costs. She's so proud that she'd rather die and kill her most beloved than see him suffer. Part of the pre-Hispanic beliefs is that to die isn't bad. On the contrary, it's an honor. One gets to be with one's gods.
This earliest version of La Llorona is an Aztec tale of defiance, yet the story has evolved with Mexico's history. Modern Mexico is a nation of mixed blood, and these days La Llorona is usually depicted as such, a mestiza who is raped by a Spaniard, then spurned. In a country where most people feel neither entirely Indian nor Spanish, the story resonates, says Ángeles González, Mexico City's chief historian.
Lo trató mucho Octavio Paz. Como siempre hemos tenido ese complejo un poco de ser el hijo de la mujer violada, ¿no?
As the writer Octavio Paz often said, we Mexicans have had this complex of being the children of the raped woman. We carry a feeling of loss, a crisis of identity, of confrontation, and though I don't like to admit it, an inferiority complex, since we're the fruit of this conquered woman.
Like many, González swears she heard the wails of La Llorona at night when she was a child. For generations, La Llorona has served as a kind of boogeyman, used to quiet rambunctious kids. Behave, warn parents, or La Llorona will carry you away. For murdering her kids, the woman of legend has sometimes been condemned as a traitor to motherhood. Maria Elena Vaca plays La Llorona each year in a popular stage production. She says today the murder would certainly be condemned, but she says modern Mexican women still share La Llorona's sense of hopelessness, overwhelmed by machismo, family violence, and poverty. In the play's final scene, La Llorona says her grief is timeless.
Este llanto lastimoso se escuchará siempre por los rincones de nuestra tierra.
This wounded scream will be heard forever in all corners of our land. It is our mother giving birth to the damned child. It's the cry of the mestiza woman rejected by both races, humiliated by one and scorned by the other. It is the cry for justice by women who've seen their gods fall.
Serving as advisor on the production is anthropology professor Alejandro Diaz. Until Mexicans come to terms with their mixed identity, he says, La Llorona will remain relevant for women and men.
La sociedad mexicana pues tiene un padre y una madre, ¿no?
Mexican society has two parents, says Diaz, a Spanish father and an indigenous mother. We're still stuck in this stage of reconciling these two worlds, he adds. It's a conflict whose central question is, who am I? Am I Spanish or Indian? Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.